And you know, when I think about Roswell, or if I grew up in Tennessee, in a small city in Tennessee, so to speak, I still would have the same approach in moving forward and moving out. If you want to move back in, because I don't want to look at, as I said before, I don't want to seem as if you can't be successful in Roswell and do what needs to be done and accomplish what you need to accomplish in Roswell. And because I'm able to pastor, I'm able to do certain things in Roswell. I grew up here, grew up with, and in spite of the counselors writing what they wrote and all that, and able to still make those accomplishments. That's why I'm stating more so the mentality of family, individual family life and community life, in the sense of church being able to encourage. You know, when you ask me, how do you break the cycle? How do you, if the parents experience this, and then this is instilled in the child, and then the children's children come. Okay, well, the key is from the community, church perspective, community in general. That's that camaraderie, that cohesiveness that I was talking about between the different, all of the minorities, so to speak, in black people in Roswell, making sure that we're bonding so that you can get them different experiences, because there are people now who have moved in to Roswell who can give the experience to those folks who might not be able to get out of Roswell. And I'm not talking about get out in the sense that, boy, you got to get out to survive. I'm saying you couldn't get out because of, you couldn't afford it, whatever the case may be. Okay, you couldn't afford to get out. Okay, you can go to college around here and get a good education and still become the mayor of Roswell, sit on city council, whatever the case may be, in Roswell. I believe that that is absolutely possible to do in this day and age. How do we get out of the cycle of saying, okay, maybe this is the ghetto or whatever the case may be? We get out of that cycle by really the experiences that this church has had and the people who are coming in. Because, when you say, I can leave my car here overnight, it would say something to me in the sense that, well, we leave cars here in our parking lot here overnight. Somebody said, well, that's the church. Okay, well, we leave cars on the street sometime parked overnight. Okay, that's by the church. All right, we look at the apartments down the street. I say, we haven't had any act of violence down there in years. I mean, it used to be where something was going on, seemed like every weekend or every night or whatever the case may be, drugs. And although maybe that stuff still exists, drugs and those types of, but it's not. Definitely not to the degree that it was. So, anyone can sell any drugs on any corner in Roswell, so to speak. So don't get me wrong, I'm not, when I say that, when people say, well, this is labeled the ghetto, so to speak, and you have to, I wasn't talking about getting out of the area. I'm saying out of Roswell in the sense of being from an experience wise, you can get experience. But as it relates to the cycle of people who are in Roswell and have grown up in Roswell, the key, I guess, to getting out of that cycle is that we have those experiences. You sharing your experience, I'm sharing my experiences. And I believe that you can have and be encouraged by others' experiences, somebody's experience, even though I didn't experience it firsthand. I can read some of the stuff that Martin Luther King has done, and it encourages me, or, says to me, all right, wow, he could do that, then, I could do that.